Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The lesson from God's Word for us today is taken from Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love you have for all the saints, the faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. How is your prayer life? Is it regular and intentional? Certainly there are mealtime prayers and bedtime prayers. Some people have a list of names that they pray through each day. When natural disasters hit or tragedy strikes, the volume of prayers probably increases. With these opening words of the letter to the Colossians, we have a look into the prayer life of the Apostle Paul. He always gave thanks to God when he prayed for those believers. He gave thanks to God because of what God was doing among them through the gospel. The word was being faithfully proclaimed, and people were hearing it and believing it. Their faith in God's promises and love for God's people was evident. What was encouraging these believers all the more was the sure and certain hope they had for eternal life in heaven. They knew of the riches of heaven that God had in store for them. It is easy to allow our prayers to become driven by the here and now, the immediate circumstances around us. However, when we remember and think about the eternal riches of heaven, it helps to keep things in perspective when we pray. Sure, a big storm may hit, but it passes. Heaven is eternal. A sickness may beset us for a few days, a few weeks, or perhaps for the rest of our lives. Yet how short is that compared to the eternal bliss of heaven? So keep up the prayers. God loves to hear them. Keep a heavenly perspective as you pray for God's kingdom and God's people. And certainly also give thanks to God for the gospel which is spreading to more and more people. In doing so, you are letting your light and faith shine to God's glory. Heavenly Father, I thank you for hearing my prayers. Help me to come to you more and more regularly, for you invite me to pray continually. Continue to bless the spread of the gospel so that more people may know the blessings of heaven that are ours through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.